Red FM.
MMA in Cork specifically is quite small and just beginning to grow right now, especially compared up the country. Leinster, for instance, knows where really the hub of MMA is. You've got some fantastic clubs up there like SBG and Team Rhino, two of the biggest clubs in Ireland, which are actually represented on the MMA Amateur Fight Night on August 27 as well. But we're certainly lacking behind these clubs, both in terms of interest and in terms of having as many fighters as they have up the country. You know, but we're doing our best right now to remedy that at the boxing clinic, which is one of the reasons why we have Jake Heck brought over from the Hit Squad. We would have Matt Hughes' training partners, and he was also with American Top Team. He's ranked 20th in the world at the moment, middleweight. So he's really brings fantastic expertise to Cork. Something that has probably been lacking here really in the MMA side of things. Since he's come over, we've really progressed in our training side of things here in MMA, pushing on fighters like Sean Tolman, Kieran Daly, Graham McCormack, Staz, who's probably well known Thai boxing circles around here. Dave Keane, Ian Ring, Darren O'Gorman. And we're building up a good amateur stable here. We also have a few pros based here now as well, which is the direction we really need to go, is to have a good pro stable to try and compete with the likes of SBG in Dublin, you know. As a Cork man, I've never really liked, I suppose, being second to Dublin. one of the things we want to do is to try and certainly compete with SBG and eventually overtake them. It's going to take a few years, obviously, because they're well established and they have a great coach and John Cavan up there. But that would be our goal, you know. And we're going that direction. It's going very well, you know. And we're taking the right steps to get there.
Having someone like Jake Hecht here as well brings a wealth of experience, as you say, and. Does him being here attract the interest of the club and bring people here?
Absolutely. It's brought a lot of people here that obviously wouldn't have maybe trained him here otherwise. Like, you know, his coaching is unrivaled in Cork. Some people I still think don't understand the difference between MMA training and then say maybe cross training between say jiu-jitsu and Thai boxing. Not there's anything wrong with cross training jiu-jitsu and Thai boxing. They're both excellent sports, but MMA in itself is evolving into a sport on its own, where your different facets of martial arts, your boxing, your jiu-jitsu, your wrestling, all that change a lot once it's brought into the game of MMA and it's all blended together, and that's what's become. It's become a sport on its own now, especially in the States, where they're the leading fighters in the world are from the States now, you know, and they've now realised that you have to train MMA and then do a little bit of cross training and other stuff just to tighten that up, but to do it as a sport on its own rather than just training say jiu-jitsu and then doing a little bit of Thai boxing and, you know, mixing one striking art and one grappling art, and it's progressed a lot from there. And that's what we're trying to do here now, is bring the sport of MMA to Cork, you know. So
the MMA Fight Night is the biggest amateur fight night in Munster anyway, by far. How hard has it been to organise it, get fights matched and so on?
It's been great fun. I've really enjoyed it. We've had the downside of things is the matching. You match a lot of fights and you have pullouts for different reasons, injuries, so forth. And at the moment, I'm actually still have one fight now left to match due to a pullout last night, due to a very, very genuine reasons from Mihai Fosco from Kilkenny Top Pro, who's meant to be fighting Sean Tobin, which has been a cracker of a fight. So I'm quite disappointed that one's gone. But I'm on the search at the moment now, and I'm 90% positive we have a match for that. So I should know later on today. But that's been a difficult aspect of it, especially when you're dealing with amateurs, is that, you know, you will, and especially when it's their first time and stuff, you will have injuries, you will have guys pulling out for different reasons. Maybe they realise they're suddenly not ready for the step up, you know, and the realisation comes a week or two before the fight. You know, that's part and parcel of it. And to be honest with you, I love organising shows, and if this was all I did was organising shows, I'd be delighted. It'd be great.